This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you talk electronic music synthesizers, there's really only one name you need to know. Bob Moog. It's spelled Moog. It's pronounced Moog. Back in the 1960s, he started making electronic musical instruments. And now, more than a decade after he died, Moog Music is going strong. The company even has its own festival, the vaguely South by Southwest-like Moog Fest, which is going on right now in Durham, North Carolina. Mike Adams is the president and CEO of Moog Music. Mike, thanks for coming on the program.
Great to be here.
Tell me, first of all, would you, about Bob Moog, the guy?
Well, Bob was obviously a genius. He was an engineer's engineer, typical kind of nerd. always had the pocket protector, 10 pens, three of them were leaking, you know, that kind of thing. He called himself a tool maker for musicians, and I think that's a really good description of him. But maybe he's maybe a little bit more than that.
For all the vision that he had, though, about engineering and music together, he was not a great businessman.
That's a widely held perception. He would probably say he was not a great businessman, but he made a lot of decisions that let me give you one in particular.
Sure.
In the 60s, 62 or 64 maybe, he hired a publicist in New York that he paid $25,000 a year.
Ooh.
And
in the
mid-60s. Yeah, that's a lot of money back then. And the goal was to make Moog synonymous with synthesizers. And to this day, you pick up a New York Times crossword puzzle, you know, four-letter word for synthesizer, you know what it is. So.
If you had to describe this company and its products to somebody who was unfamiliar, how would you do it?
Well, I mean, very simply, we make electronic musical instruments, primarily a synthesizer. And a synthesizer is a device that you can program, if you will. I don't like that term, but you can twist some knobs around and make it sound just like any instrument that you want. It's a creative tool that all artists can unleash what's in their mind and make it happen on a synthesizer.
When you hear electronic music, can you tell whether it's Moog or not?
Most of the time, if it's our stuff, I can definitely hear it. I'm not a musician per se, but you know, I've been around it so long now that, you know, I definitely can hear if it's an analog synthesizer for sure. I can tell you that.
All right. Well, let me run you through a couple, and maybe you can talk me through it. So we have some sound in the control room, and this is a demo that you put together for one of the apps that you have. Let's roll a little bit of that.
Definitely a Moog drone. Yeah.
So you said something there right as it started rolling. Definitely
very
a Moog
classic
one.
Moog drone sound with some noise and added white noise to it and the typical build up, the filter cut off. Mm-hmm. I can hear all that in that particular piece.
Wow. Which is cool because I heard, you know, I don't even know what I heard. I don't have the vocabulary to describe that. All right. So, this is the System 55 demo. This is the big boy, right?
Right.
So here's the question. Does it take skill to play this thing?
Oh, gosh, yes. To make it, you know, musical like that, that you just heard, that's pleasing and, you know, other people want to listen to it, no question it takes some skills and there's some people that can do some incredible things with it.
Do you think as this company goes forward into the increasing digital future, it's going to be able to keep going with the actual hardware, or are you going to have to eventually, of necessity, turn to the iPads and the iPhones and the places where you can have these apps where you can carry it around in your back pocket?
Well, we've come through that period a little bit. When I first started, everybody was gaga about software this and software that. Mm-hmm. Everything was done on a computer, and we've sort of crossed that chasm. Actually, it's kind of interesting. 2008 was when I noticed it changed, and I talked to our distributor in France about it. He says, "Yeah, you know, everybody realizes that when the economy tanked, all their software wasn't worth anything, but all their hardware was still very valuable." And so they started from just an investment standpoint, the hardware was more valuable. But that's not the real issue. The real issue is musicians want that tactile feedback. They want that keyboard. They want to twist that knob. Mm-hmm. They want to flip that switch. They want to move the dials around. And On the flip side, young people who don't have any money have to get into it from a software standpoint.
I mean, I can spend $30 on an app and be in business, right?
Exactly. All right.
Mike Adams is the president and CEO of Moog Music. Mike, thanks very much for your time.
Great, Kai. Thank you.